What's going on, everybody? American Football Network here with another video today. And today we are bringing you guys our preview of Miami and North Carolina. But before we get started, make sure you guys like and subscribe. Comment those thoughts and opinions down below. Help me reach that goal of 1,100 subscribers by the end of October. We're currently at 1,035. We got a full slate this week for you. We got Miami, North Carolina today. Tomorrow we got USC Notre Dame game preview. Wednesday, we'll have Oregon and Washington game preview. Thursday, we'll bring you guys our college football weekly spread picks. And on Friday, we got our NFL spread picks. On Saturday, we're going to have some streams. So make sure you guys hang around and stick out, hit that subscribe button and the notification bell so you don't miss any of the upcoming stuff that we got for you. Go ahead and check down in the description. You'll find links to our shop, podcast, and website, as well as our college football roundup channel. Make sure you guys check all of those out. We do a weekly podcast with the football expert over on College Football Roundup. So make sure you guys go subscribe over there so you don't miss that. Now to the video. We got Miami, North Carolina this week, Saturday, October 14th, 7:30 p.m. on ABC. Going to be a good one. Miami comes in 4-1 overall, 0-1 in the conference. Week one, beat Miami, Ohio, 38-3. Week two, smacked around Texas A&M, 48-33. Week three, beat Bethune Cookman 48-7, then went on the road to Temple, won that one 41-7. And this past week, lost to Georgia Tech at home 23-20 on one of the worst coaching decisions of the weekend. Can't tell you what Mario Cristobal was doing. You got the ball, about 30 seconds to go in the game. You're up 20-17, and they run the ball instead of kneeling it. Georgia Tech has no timeouts. They can't stop the clock. Miami runs the football. And they fumble. Then the most concerning part is Georgia Tech goes two plays, 74 yards, touchdown, and ends up winning the game 23-20. That was just Miami completely fell apart there late in the game. Very entertaining game there from what looked like to be over. The next thing you know, you look back up, Georgia Tech's winning. North Carolina comes in at 5-0 overall, 2-0. In the 2-0 in the conference, yeah. They come in ranked at number 12 in the country. So North Carolina, good football team, flying under the radar a little bit though. This is one of the higher rankings they've gotten in a while, to the point where nobody's really talking about them. They've started seasons back with Sam Howell where they were top 10 in the country in the preseason. Everybody was saying they're going to, they were the ones to take down Clemson, and then they lose, like they did week one to Virginia Tech, something like that. But this team is flying under the radar right now. They're looking very good. Week one beat South Carolina 31-17, got 9 sacks in the football game. Week two, App State won that one 40-34 in double overtime. The only time they've really been tested all season long. They beat Minnesota at home 31-13. Went on the road to Pitt, beat them 41-24, and last week absolutely smacked Syracuse 40-7. So North Carolina offense been rolling, looking good. Defense has improved dramatically from last season. They're playing great. You look at the series history between these two teams. North Carolina leads at 13-11 all time. They've won 4 straight. Last year, North Carolina went on the road to Miami, won that game 27-24. And I want to look at that game a little bit. Look at it. The offenses were pretty good. Miami's offense actually played better than North Carolina's offense. Miami had more first downs, more total yards. They broke even with the turnovers. The biggest thing is North Carolina on third down, 7-14. That was the difference in the football game. You just look at some of the numbers from this game. Particularly Drake May's line in this game, 19-28, 309 yards, 2 touchdowns, 2 picks. Not great, but they forced him to throw 2 picks. I think that's something to watch, see if Miami can kind of scheme and force him into the same kind of trouble that they did against him last year. You look at Van Dyke on the other hand, 42 of 57. Miami's chances this year, if Van Dyke's out here throwing for 500 yards and three touchdowns to one pick, you'd like to eliminate the pick. But, you know, if he throws for 500 yards, they might win this football game. So that'll be something to watch. Miami all-time at Chapel Hill is 3-6 all-time. So they haven't been great there, below 500. So we'll see if they're able to pull it off. But let's dive into some of the numbers for these teams. Look at the points per game. Miami comes in averaging 39 points a game, number 13. Tied for 18th in the country. You look at total offense, Miami, 505.8 yards on the dot, number 9 in the country. Defensively wise, Miami brings in the number 9th defense in terms of total yards, averaging only 268.4 a game. So good defense for the Hurricanes. The Tar Heels, on the other hand, have improved dramatically as well, and they've got a much better defense this year around than they did than they have in the past years. Really under Mac Brown, in total, averaging only 334.6 yards per game allowed. Look at the offense on third down for these teams. Miami converting 50% of the time. That's 14th in the country. North Carolina converts 56.6% of the time, number 2 in the country. And a lot of that is shorter third downs, which means they're doing a good job setting themselves up early in the chains to have an easier third down conversion, not getting caught up in a whole lot of third and longs. Look at defensively on third down for them. Miami allowing conversions 37.7% of the time. That's number 58 in the country. North Carolina allowing conversions 36.5% of the time, tied for 53rd in the country. Look at these teams in the red zone offensively. Miami scoring 88% of the time, tied for 43rd in the country. 22 of 25, 9 rushing touchdowns, 6 passing, 7 field goals made. Look at North Carolina converting 88.5% of the time. That's 40th in the country. So about even there. In terms of the red zone offense, North Carolina 23 of 26, 12 rushing, 4 passing, 7 field goals. You look at them defensively, again, kind of even. Miami allowing points 78.6% of the time in the red zone. That's tied for 48th, 11 of 14, 5 rushing, 3 passing, 3 field goals made. Look at North Carolina allowing scores 75% of the time. That's tied for 31st, 12 of 16. With 8 rushing, 1 passing, 3 field goals allowed. Turnover margin, this is what's going to probably decide the game in the end, or at least help determine the outcome of it. Miami, turnover margin of 1, tied for 51st. 3 forced fumbles, 6 opponent interceptions. They've lost 4 fumbles and thrown 4 picks. Look at North Carolina. Their margin is 3, tied for 29th in the country. 1 forced fumble, 7 opponent interceptions. They fumbled the ball once, thrown 4 picks. So when you look at these numbers, it looks like, obviously, North Carolina forces a lot of interceptions. Van Dyke is a guy who in his career has had a problem with the interceptions. 12 touchdowns to 4 picks this year for him, though, on 135 attempts. So not bad at all for him there. But, you know, that is something to watch in this game. And interestingly enough, North Carolina's played 5 games. Drake May's only at 8 passing touchdowns. So they've been getting it done in the run game. Amarian Hampton, their leading rusher, 88 carries, 461 yards, 7 touchdowns. But another factor for North Carolina in this one, Tez Walker's playing in this football game. He played last week at Syracuse, and he's gonna be in this game, you know, his second game under his belt. He's gonna be suiting up for the Tar Heels, and he's a guy that could be dangerous for him and potentially the X factor for this North Carolina team for the rest of the season, as far as it goes, potential college football playoff run. This could be something to watch for them, as it could really help their offense and just really help that wide receiver room. I mean, you look, he had 6 catches for 43 yards last week against Syracuse. His longest catch was only for 9 yards. It's his first game back. He hadn't been able to play all year, but he's going to be coming back. You know, he's going to be coming back again in his second week. Got some more play time under his belt, and we'll see what he can do. I think he may end up having a huge game. Nate McCollum, another big game from him for him. 7 catches, 135 yards. Kobe Paceauer, another good game. 3 catches, 100 yards. Bryson Nesbitt, 5 catches, 79 yards. So, you know, North Carolina has some dudes at receiver. You look at the running backs in this – In last week's game too, Amarian Hampton, 15 carries, 78 yards. Britis Brooks, 6 carries for 25 yards. Like, They've got some running backs as well that can play and play very well. And another factor that gets overlooked a lot is Drake May, 14 carries, 55 yards, and a touchdown last week at Syracuse. So he can get out and run the football as well. That's going to be something to watch in this game is what they can do. But now we're to our keys to the game. So first key for Miami is prevent explosive plays. This North Carolina offense, they like to sling the ball around. They like to, you know, break off big runs, and they're an explosive offense. So you got to prevent those explosive plays, make them go down the field, make them go on 9, 10, 11 play drives and go 70-something yards. You know, don't give them short fields and do not give them give up the explosive plays, because they will kill you with those. Make them put a drive together and make them drive down the field. Number two, get pressure Drake May. Force him to throw those two picks he threw last year. You know, you got to get pressure, because if you let this guy sit in the pocket and drop back and have all day to throw, between him and the receivers, they're connecting for a huge play, because Miami cannot cover those receivers for that long, and Drake May is too good of a quarterback to give time to throw. So you got to get pressure on May and get a lot of pressure on him. And number three for Miami, avoid turnovers. That's what killed you last game. You gave up two big ones to Georgia Tech, gave them an interception. They returned all the way down inside the 10-yard line, and then the fumble at the end of the game, which gave them the ball back and ultimately the opportunity to win the game. So you got to avoid turnovers if you're Miami. They will kill you, and you got to stay away from those. Then you look for North Carolina's keys to the game. Number one, stop the run game. You know, don't let Miami get a run game going and then give Van Dyke the opportunity to hit guys with the play action. You got to stop Chaney early. You know, he's a good running back, but he does carry the ball a little bit loosely at times, like he did, not just on the play he fumbled, but also the play before last week against Georgia Tech, just holding the ball. He's running left, holding the ball in his right hand. So, get after him, stop the run game, and just make Miami one-dimensional, because that's when Van Dyke is going to mess up, and he's going to turn the football over. Number two, establish the run game. Don't let yourself get trapped in being one-dimensional and Drake May slinging the football all around, having to throw it on every play. Establish your run game. Open it up for these receivers, man. If you can get these receivers one-on-one running play action, it's going to be 60-yard touchdown bomb after 60-yard touchdown bomb from Drake May on the play action. So you got to establish the run game. You got to get it going. Get these receivers one-on-one and let this offense and Drake May go to work. Number three, give Drake May time in the pocket. Like we talked about with Miami's keys to the game and getting pressure on him, you got to give him time in the pocket, because if he has time to throw, if you can give him, you know, 4 or 5 seconds to find somebody, Miami is not going to be able to cover those receivers, and he's an excellent elite quarterback. He's going to find guys to get the ball to down the field, and it's just going to be a shootout from there from North Carolina, just an offensive explosion if you can manage to do that. So you got to do that if you're North Carolina, and I think that you could win the game. Either one of these teams can win the game if they do these things. But now for the score prediction, and I don't know if this is necessarily going to be a close one. I think North Carolina's playing right now. I think they may be playing the best of any team in the ACC. They've definitely looked the part. They haven't got a whole lot of hype, a whole lot of talk, but North Carolina's the real deal. I think that they win this game 38-27 at home, defend the home turf, move to 6-0. And, you know, I just think that they're the better football team. I think Mario Cristobal and Miami still have a lot to work on. I still think that the coaching mistakes are there from Cristobal, obviously, and something that he's been known for. He's made a lot of mistakes. The same situation that happened last week also happened back in 2018 when he was coaching Oregon in a game against Stanford, where they did the same thing. They didn't kneel it. They fumble. Stanford gets it up, goes down, ties the score. You go to overtime. Stanford beat them. So, this isn't the first mistake Cristobal's made. He's known for his coaching blunders and just screwing games at the end and just throwing up on the ball in the fourth quarter. They've blown so many games in the fourth quarter in his career. So, you know, for them, I just don't think they're to the level that North Carolina's at yet. And I think the biggest difference in the football game for me is just the quarterback advantage that North Carolina has. Van Dyke can play great, but at the end of the day, the leadership and the skill of Drake May is going to win the game for him, even if it ends up, you know, a little bit closer than what I have. I have North Carolina winning by 11 again, 38-27. I think it's still going to be a fun, entertaining game. I don't think North Carolina pulls away until later in the football game, though. So it'll be a fun one to watch. So, you know, definitely one you'll want to tune into. Probably flip back and forth between Notre Dame, USC going on at the same time, 7:30 on Saturday. But yeah, make sure you guys like and subscribe. We got a lot of content coming out for you guys. I hope you enjoyed today's video. Drop those score predictions in the comments. We'll give a shout out to whoever had the closest on our video next week. So make sure you guys subscribe. Appreciate all of you guys watching. We will see you next.